Fourth paragraph, Ksuvis Mishnah Beis. We learned before that a father has a right over certain monies that are coming to his daughter. Amaris is Bita Begilsha. If his daughter only made Kedushin and she didn't go under the chuppah, and then she got divorced, Irtsev in his Amalo, or she became a almoner, her husband died before they made the chuppah. Ksuvasa Shaloi, the father still has rights to her Ksuva, because till she goes to the Nisuin of the chuppah, the ksuva that she's entitled to goes to him. He sees the girsha, he sees the nisamel. But if she went through the chuppah and afterwards she got divorced or widowed, ksuvasa shelo, after the nisuin, the father loses all his rights, and now she gets the ksuva at the termination of that marriage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, harishoyne shel av. The Rabbi Yehuda says that the first one belongs to the father. What does that mean? It's talking about a case where the ksuva was written before the nisuin. That's the way it's done. They wrote of the ksuva, and then afterwards she made through the nisuin. So since the ksuva was written for the first marriage before the nisuin, even though there wasn't a nisuin afterwards, but since the ksuva, the writing of the ksuva was done before the marriage, he's entitled to the proceeds from that ksuva, even though she got married afterwards. But the second marriage is already a marriage. Let's say the first husband died and she got remarried. At the time of the writing of the ksuva for the second husband, it was already after the nisuim of the first one, and therefore that one, the father, would not get the ksuva. They say that's not the case. We don't care when the ksuva was written. Once the nisuin took effect, even the first nisuin took effect, he loses all his rights, and the mela collection of the ksuva goes to the daughter, not to the father.